So good jobs for autism? This is how to find and keep a job. All that's coming up. Hey guys, welcome back to the Aspie World. My name is Dan. I have autism, ADHD, OCD and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos all about this subject. So if you're new around here and you'd like to learn more, remember to hit the subscribe button by clicking that notification bell. If you're watching on Facebook, be sure to give this page a follow. And if you're watching on Instagram, make sure to follow this account for more awesome autism content. Guys, what's going on? Welcome back. The place where we think differently daily. What is going on, my different thinker fam? You guys are dope. So today, we're talking about jobs and autism. This is a big, big subject, and I've done various videos on stuff like that, but today I wanted to kind of put together three kind of essentials that you really need to learn and know about when you're trying to kind of find work or get jobs or you know, or be in the job market for people on the autism spectrum, because it's very difficult for people on the autism spectrum to hold and maintain a job. You know, 80% of autistic people are not employed, which is just absolutely shocking. And a friend of mine actually applied for 5 jobs. She got each one of the jobs, but as soon as she said she had autism, they kind of said that the position had closed up. So that was no good. So it's a bleak market at the moment, but we're getting there. We're making the difference. So before we go any further, guys, if you haven't already downloaded my free Autism Life Hacks PDF book, you can do at autismhacks.net right now. Okay, so we are going to cover a couple of ways in which you can seek and find a job that suits an autistic person and tips on keeping the job along the way. So we're going to go through 3 tips right now, and these are going to be super awesome. So make sure you have a pen, a paper ready to write this down, or a tablet or a phone or whatever it is you write down stuff on. And let's get started. Okay guys, so the first thing is local authority, right? So most local authorities and agencies have designated programs for autistic people to find work. This will usually also have like a resume building course, or they'll maybe help you prepare for an interview skills. They may actually have like fast track programs where you can do like internships. They may have like trial programs where you can like go with an agency to try out different types of job opportunities, and if somebody there wants to keep you on, they can keep you on. I did something similar with my local authority and it was really good. So always your first point of call is to contact your local authority, government or local council, and ask them if they have anything for autistic people in terms of job seeking, job help, or go to your local job center and ask them, hey, do you have any programs to help with people on the autism spectrum? Because everybody has a duty of care, and if you're registered disabled like an autistic person is, then you should be able to access these levels of support that they have for you. So that is your first point of call. The next thing I'm going to talk about, number 2, is self-employment. So a good option really is to home in on what you're good at. Like, autistic people are really good at stuff. Like, you know, I know loads of autistic people are good at something because they have an obsessive interest and a special interest in that thing, right? And if you're really good in it and you love it and you can do it the best you can, then you can charge for your service. And this is the best way to create self-employment opportunities with this. Now, local authorities, again, may be able to help you with small projects, with small grants and small businesses with different kind of availability and help to support somebody, because you're contributing towards the economy, you're trying your best for your local community, and you're trying your best for you. You know, you're trying to have a go at self-employment, and everyone salutes people who are self-employed, and I'm self-employed and it was the best thing I ever did, and it's the best choice and the best job that I've ever done. So definitely take my advice and look into self-employment if you think you have something of value to offer people and you think you could charge for your service. That'd be super, super awesome. Okay, so number 3 is training. Now, lots of new industries have lots of opportunities if you are well researched and trained in that field. So I suggest that if you're not really into anything specific and you don't want to go self-employed, and then you also don't know, you know, your local kind of authority doesn't really have much help or training for autism, then why not go to the library, find some online courses and study in an industry that you kind of want to have access to, and then you can then apply for positions and be the knowledge base and the insight in that community, in that career, and potentially have a really, really good job in that area, because autistic people are really good at homing in on something of a very good kind of level of interest. And this is why autism is such a unique and amazing disorder or condition, whatever you want to say. Now, if you guys have any more tips that you could offer people about finding jobs, keeping jobs, and all those types of jobs for people in the autism community, then pop it in a comment down below, because I read every single one. Now, if you think this video can help somebody, please post this video on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And if you like this video, give it a thumbs up, and I'll see you next time, guys. Peace.